Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They produced some of the finest talent in Atlanta sports radio history.
Get over it!
Covered the best teams this city has to offer.
Going to bed and taking a nap.
And now, it's time to take their turn at the mic.
Wah, 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 wah.
It's time for The Other Side of the Glass with Chris Thomas on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Chris.
What's up, Atlanta? No one is behind the glass, and we need to have ourselves a little chat. Kirk Cousins. Enough! Enough! It's enough, people. Come on. 404-726-0929. Come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing? Chris Thomas Turtle with you until 5 o'clock. Have we had enough? Is it enough yet? That's my question to you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Have you had enough? I've had enough of this man. I do not need to see him. I do not need to hear from him. I do not need to read social media posts from him anymore. I have had it. It's enough, okay? People, he goes to Cleveland, goes to Chipotle, takes a selfie with the staff, and then posts it online with the crew and comments on it online with the crew. I mean, come on, people. What in the heck are we doing? Have you not had enough? Are you not sick of what's going on right now? Are you not absolutely at your wit's end as to what is going on with Kirk Cousins? Is it not enough? I can't think of a situation that has driven me more crazy than what is going on with Kirk Cousins right now. I can't even fathom it. It's so overplayed. It's so done. It's so old, right? How many weeks and weeks and weeks and months now have we been doing this? Is it not enough at this point? Like, Noel, have you not gotten to a point where you're reading and watching all this Kirk Cousins crap? And is it not just like nails on a chalkboard? Like, just get this guy out. It's enough, right? Am I wrong?
No, that was my favorite part about seeing him respond to the Chipotle picture, which was, okay, great, let's speed this up. Let's speed it up and get it over with. But I will tell you this, we are feeding silly season right now. Ooh, we. In that little gap of space where there isn't that much going on in the NFL in between the combine and the draft, and we haven't quite put on pads yet. The Atlanta Falcons are feeding everything you need. Everything you need to keep to stoke the flames for silly season. We got it going on right here and apparently in Cleveland.
All right. Need to talk to y'all. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Noel, let's line up the phone calls. Is it enough? Have you had enough yet? Because I listened to Fricky's show. I was listening to my show last week. And I got calls from people who still say, keep him. Keep him. Let him sit on the bench. Let him be the best backup quarterback in the league. And you know what I say to that? Bull crap. No, no more. I've had enough. This guy has been nothing but a giant pain in the you-know-what for months now. It's not worth it.
I think it is. I think it is, Turtle. For as much pain as he's been, you got to salvage this and get back what you can. I don't care if he pouts for 18 weeks. If you don't get a pick, if you don't get your money back, we're going to have to look at each other crazy. He's going to have to pout on that bench. I am so sorry. No, you cannot go anywhere unless I get my compensation.
No, no, no. Trust me. Don't get me wrong. They're not cutting him, Noel. It's not happening. So you're going to trade him. It's just a matter of what can you get back? What can you get back? Is it going to be a third-round pick? Is it going to be a fourth-round pick? Is it going to be a fifth-round pick? I don't care. Get what you can. Have him waive the no trade to go to the Browns right now. Whatever you need to do. That's what I'm saying to you at 404-726-0929. How are you feeling? Because I know there's some of you out there still that are sitting there saying, hey, he's the best backup in the league. The money's already spent. Let's get what we can, and let's not be stupid about this thing. Well, I'm here to tell you that I am over it. I am over the best strategy. I am over the best prudent decision-making. I am over all of it. For the health, safety, and frankly, sanity of Falcons Nation, this guy needs to get out of here. This guy needs to just, whatever it takes, man. I'm apoplectic. I'm just beyond. It's eating up all the oxygen in Falcons Nation.
Yeah, it's time for him to go, but he got to waive the no. It's on him. It's on him now. He got to waive the no trade or give the money back or whatever. But I'm with you. Yeah, the sooner we can end this, the better. But Kurt, you're the person that can end this the fastest.
Yeah, and at the same time, what are you doing to help your football team by having this toxic environment that's just infiltrating everything right now? Now, I know you could sit there and tell me, oh, the players don't care. No, you don't think the players are watching this crap right now and just shaking their heads going, hey, we have one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. Can we just focus on that, please? I mean, what more distraction does he need to do in order to just have you say, I've had it? Again, Chris Thomas with you, 2 to 5 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to be doing something special here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to be setting up a Twitter Spaces for you to come in and join. Just having a little bit of a technical difficulty with that right now. I'll let you know as soon as that's up. It's something I want to start implementing into my shows, YouTube as well. Signed up an account, and we'll be going live on there starting in about a week or so. So I'm really looking forward to expanding my shows with you as a digital footprint on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at C Thomas Radio. Give me a follow. And again, hopefully starting next segment, we will have a Twitter Spaces open for you guys to comment and watch me do the show and interact with Noel and everybody else. So cool stuff coming here with Chris Thomas here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, phones are starting to light up. Let's see what you guys have to say. For me, it's enough. I've had enough. Kirk, it's every week. Noel, hand to God, the lead topic on my show today was going to be the Braves. Because the bullpen is now 0 for 2. They've blown two games. The first two games, and one of your main guys, it wasn't Hector Neris this time. It was a guy that you're counting on potentially as your 7th or 8th inning mainstay in Dylan Lee that gave it up last night. So that's what I was going to talk about. But then I'm listening to Fricky, and it's like, holy crap, this guy just continues to suck all the oxygen out of the room, and I've had enough. Just get out of here. I don't care how good you are. If you have to come in, the plan's gone to crap anyway, because Michael Penix is supposed to be the starter. So give me Drew Lock, give me Gardner Minshew. I don't care. Let's make it happen. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's start with Antonio and Roswell. What do you think?
I think we should keep him. You never know what's going to happen next year. Quarterbacks get hurt all the time. He got hurt last year. So what about this scenario? Penix gets hurt in the middle of the season. We're doing well. And then he comes in as a backup and takes us to the Super Bowl.
Antonio, I appreciate the phone call, man. But aren't
you... I am joking, man.
Okay, all right. Because I was about to say, thank you for the phone call. Like, you're not sick of this stuff? Like, come on, man. Like, how are you...
We don't know what's going on in there. We hear from you guys in the media, and everybody's setting fire on this. But we don't really know what's going on in there. You know, he is playing some games. They will keep him quiet. He has no choice. He's got to sit on the bench.
No, and Antonio, I appreciate the phone call at 404-726-0929. Sorry you got disconnected there. But I understand your point. And here's the thing. I need everybody to understand where this is coming from. This is coming from his agent. This is coming from his staff. This is coming from everybody that he works with. This is coming from Kirk Cousins' camp. You go to Cleveland and you go to a Chipotle and you post about it. Or you, even if you let it be post about. Like, what are you doing, dude? We get it. You don't want to be here.
And then you comment on top
you,
of it.
And like the audacity to comment on it. Like, come on, man. I want you to understand something, Kirk. We get it. Atlanta gets it. You don't want to be here. We don't need this garbage. We don't need it.
We don't want you here. We're in agreement, Kurt.
Yeah.
We've been begging you to do what needs to be done so we can all end this. We know you don't want to be here. Do what you need to do.
I am hoping that this message is being sent and received by the Kirk Cousins camp. I am hoping that this message is being received by everybody working for that man. Enough! Get him out! I don't need this. My team is looking to end a 7-year playoff drought. 7. I don't need you hovering over Michael Penix with all this crap. I don't care. Falcons, get in touch with him. Tell him you'll trade him to Cleveland. Waive the no-trade clause and get it over with. And let's get a 4th-round pick for this year's draft and keep it moving. 404-726-0929. Bo is in Suwannee.
Hey, man, I just want to see if I could help you out a little bit to calm it down. Here's the thing. I don't think this is Kirk Cousins doing all this. I think it was a PR move to make it give you, the league, the impression that, oh, he's talking to the Browns, to try to drum up something else so he can bail out. I think it's perfectly fine that Kirk Cousins is here. I got no problem with him here, and I got no problem with him being a backup. Because the league is rough, right? It quarterbacks get injured all the time. You keep flopping in there. I'm good with it. Just play the game and just, like, move on. I don't know if you need to get all worked up, like, oh, my gosh, oh, my God. Because, again, I don't know if Cleveland's actually pursuing him, but they wanted to give you that perception.
Okay, and that's a very measured take. This doesn't offend you as a fan? Like, this doesn't just get on your last ever-loving nerve that this guy just will not stop making a mockery of your entire situation? Like, to me, you're being very pragmatic about it, and I commend you for that, but I'm not there. Like, I'm just not there emotionally. Like, this guy has been a pain in the ass now for months, and it's not stopping.
I think I would probably be in your boat if he was. But he's not now, right? So the focus is that we got a new quarterback. He looked phenomenal when he came in. The defense kind of let us down from winning a bunch of games at the tail end of things. But I'm just saying, the focus is on Penix. Like, bring him in. I'm game for this. Like, and let Kurt play his games. I think Atlanta played this beautifully, forcing him to stay. I thought it was a brilliant move. He's a perfect one to have as a backup. So be it. Whatever the number is, the number is. But again, Atlanta's playing it very well, I think.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. It's not that I don't think Atlanta's playing it well. It's that Kirk has gotten it to a point you need to just end this damn thing. It has nothing to do with the Falcons at this point. It's all Kirk. Kirk is just, it's beyond tolerable at this point. I'm so sick of it. I don't care. I don't want him as the backup. I don't want him near the players. I don't want him near the organization. Get him out. Get him out. 404-726-0929. How are you guys feeling about this? Are you as heated as me? Or are you like Bo and Suwannee, who is very measured and says, keep him here because he's a good backup and his feelings aren't worth a damn? By the way, we are up on Twitter Spaces. Hit me up at C Thomas Radio. Join the Spaces. You can comment in real time and we'll chat during the show and you can take a listen and you can see what's going on here in the Kia studio. So hit me up at C Thomas Radio. We are live on Twitter Spaces and, of course, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Other Side of the Glass is on.
Oh, my God.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. I've had it, guys. Chris Thomas, Turtle, with you until 5 o'clock. I've just had it. It's enough. Kirk Cousins and all this drama and all this bullcrap is just gotten to a point where I'm just so sick of it. I don't want to hear from him anymore. I don't want to see him anymore. I want it to be over with. This is Michael Penix Jr.'s team. All right? 404-726-0929. Saw a couple of you pop in on Twitter Spaces. This is something I am trying out. We're going to be implementing this into my shows from now on. Also, YouTube as well. I signed up for a YouTube account. You got to get approved. I didn't know that. You have to get approved to host live spaces, but I'll be on YouTube as well. So anytime you hear me on the air, if you're listening, make sure you pop on Twitter as well, and you're listening on the Odyssey app, and you can comment, and you can talk about everything that's going on with the show. So if you're listening, feel free to check in, leave a comment, interact with other people who are popping in the chat, and we can interact as that way as well as we try to get you up to speed on all the ways to talk to yours truly. 404-726-0929. Again, at C Thomas Radio is where you will find me on Twitter as well as YouTube. Give me a subscribe. Give me a follow. And we can chat. 404-726-0929. Back to the phones for now. We'll go to Gerald in McDonald. Jera.
It's Daryl.
Oh, hey, Daryl. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm with you, Chris. But, Chris, I'm going to say something. It may not be that popular how it's going to sound. It's one thing for someone else to put a boot in you. But when you put a boot in your own self, we should have never got this guy. This guy been horrible during playoff time. The regular season, he's all right. Then playoff time, he's no good. And I really didn't like the trade. All right, Chris, have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it, Daryl. Well, unfortunately, we can't go back in time and redo this thing, right? We got to live in the now. We got to live in the moment. And where are we? This guy has pushed the envelope as far as it can possibly be pushed. Between social media posts, between media appearances during Super Bowl week, it's gotten to a point where it's just ridiculous. It's embarrassing. It's absurd. And it's now gotten to a point where any value to me that he has for this team has gone completely out the window. Give me Drew Lock. Give me Gardner Minshew. Give me Carson Wentz as a backup over Kirk Cousins. Guys, if Penix misses more than a couple of games, it's all to crap anyway. And that's the thing we need to understand. That this beautiful idea of having Kirk Cousins as your backup quarterback, the best backup quarterback of all time, the best backup quarterback in the league. That's not the plan. That's not the Falcons' plan. If Penix misses more than a couple of games, that plan goes to crap. He's not a savior. He's not going to come in and be a savior. God forbid he ever touches the field again. 404-726-0929. Again, also on Twitter Spaces. Jump in to check that out. At C Thomas Radio. I'll be on YouTube shortly as well. Let's go to Bryson and Alpharetta. Bryson, what do you think?
Well, personally, I could care and I could care less, to be honest with you. I mean, if we keep him, you know, or pretty much it's a sunk cost either way you look at it. I mean, we need a, and I'll just say one thing. It is a bad situation, but There's always grass is always greener on the other side. Look at the Browns. They've got $230 million guaranteed to a guy that's played maybe 16 games. So it's really not as bad as, you know, what people make it out to be. But, you know, worst case scenario, I personally think that we have nothing to lose and let's just keep him. If you really, you know, if we need him, he's still going to have to prepare, because if he doesn't prepare, you know, and he goes out on the field and doesn't perform well, no one's going to want him, and no one's going to want him in the future anyways.
So, Bryson, let me ask you this. Again, I think that that logic is fine, but you're telling me all of this hasn't just gotten you pent up to, like me. I mean, maybe it just hasn't. Maybe I'm overblowing it. Maybe I'm the one who's being too emotional, which maybe I am. But you're telling me that everything he's pulled over the last couple of months, like, you just don't hate the side of his face right now?
Well, I'll say this. I don't think you're being overly emotional. You're passionate about the Falcons like I am. I just think that he's not really worth all the fuss. I think we should just, you know, bite the bullet on this season and hold on to him as a backup, because it's going to cost money to even bring in another backup. So, I mean, does that make sense? I mean,
I get it, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. You make some good points at 404-726-0929. But my whole thing is, it doesn't matter about the backup. Like, we are making the backup quarterback, who hopefully will never see the light of day for the Atlanta Falcons, out to be a federal case. Why? Does any other team care this much about their backup quarterback? No. We only care because it's Kirk Cousins. We only care because of the mess about what happened last year. 404-726-0929. I don't care about the backup quarterback, guys and gals. I could give a crap. Really. Let's go to John and Coweta. John, how are we feeling about this? Johnny.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you. My big thing with Kurt is his, you know, this whole wholesome, you know, upstanding guy, all this, you know, and the way he's, you know, he's ripping us off. He ripped the Falcons off. I don't care if he signed a contract and he thinks he's done nothing wrong, and a lot of people don't think he has, but I'm like, if you're half of what the way you portray yourself to be, you'd get half of that freaking money back, because you screwed the Falcons. You screwed us.
Well, if you know one thing about Kirk Cousins, he gets every penny he can get.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. And it goes a lot deeper than that with me, but, I've come to terms with the fact it is a business, you know, it's a game, and I've come to terms with it is the best thing to do is just hang on to him, because we're going to have to go get another whatever. And I'm looking, I want to win. You know, I want our team to win. It's about the team for me. If it was about the team for him and he cares as much as he portrays, and I'll give some of that money back and show everybody your heart where it's really at, that you really want to play ball somewhere and you feel bad because you charge this freaking $180 million. You're going to get what, 70, 80 million, you know, 60, 70, 80 million dollars. You lied to us. You screwed us. You screwed us out of a fifth-round pick. And we're probably not going to get anywhere, you know, close to that, getting rid of him. It's very aggravating. But like I say, I've come to terms with what the Falcons are doing, you know. But
I totally get it, and I thank you for the
phone. There ain't no doubt about it.
That's definitely one way to put it. Appreciate it. 404-726-0929. Listen, I understand. I understand that there's a lot of feelings, there's a lot of emotions, and then there's also people who have called up in the first half hour of the show and have been very level-headed, that have been pragmatic, that have been saying, I am looking at this purely from a football perspective. I can't, guys, gals, I can't do that. I can't do it. I won't. Refuse to. This has been such a stain on the Falcons and their reputation. And it's not their fault. They've done everything right, as all of you have said. I agree. They're handling this perfectly. They're saying, dude, we are not giving you an inch. We are not allowing you to dictate the terms here. And bravo, good on you. But the problem is, he continues to just make a stink, a gigantic one at that. He continues to do it. He won't stop. from requesting a meeting with Arthur Blank. That gets made public. Chipotle visits in Cleveland. I mean, come on. Are we five? Like, are we 5 years old? It's like, na 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 na. That's what Kirk Cousins is doing right now. Commenting on Twitter? Like, seriously, are you in high school? Are you trying to get back at your ex-girlfriend? Like, that's the vibe that you're giving off right now. It's so cheap. Like, you're an established veteran quarterback in this league. Just wave the damn no-trade clause and go to the Browns. Just do it. It's enough. One more before we go to break. We'll go to Tony in Stone Mountain. Tony.
Appreciate it, Turtle. You know, man, when I think about Kirk Cousins, two words come to my mind. A sociopath and a psychopath, the way he's behaving. I'm saying that how he is, but the way he's behaving, those definitions fit him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand why people talking about he's going to be a backup. He ain't a good starting quarterback in the beginning. How are you going to be a good backup? But anyway, I think he did everything on purpose. You know, even the first day he came out in the pistol, I didn't like Kirk Cousins when he was in Washington. I didn't like him at all when he was here. He had some good games, but I never liked him at all. I mean, it's a joke at this point. You know, if I was in charge, I would keep him and make him inactive if I could, and so he can just go to purgatory and make him suffer. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. You can't. He's making $27 million this year. You can't have him not be there if he's going to be on the team. Like, that's just not an option. That's not an option, and neither is cutting him. It's just, you can't do it. So you have to trade him. Again, call up Cleveland. We got him to waive the no-trade clause. Give us a fourth-round pick, and that'll be that. All right, 404-726-0929. I'll take your calls later in the show as well. Again, also, hit me up on Twitter, at C Thomas Radio. Hit me up on YouTube at C Thomas Radio. I got a live Twitter Spaces going right now. You can comment on the show and talk about what we're talking about right now if you can't get through on the phones. And then starting next week, I'll have the YouTube channel up live as well. I didn't realize this. They make you like go through a waiting period when you're trying to sign up to do lives. Why?
Lives or any video longer than 5 minutes. I learned that in real time also.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to do a live today so y'all can comment and watch the show. All right, we're going to have to wait till next time. But Twitter Spaces, again, is up and running at C Thomas Radio. Coming up next, Joe Patrick. And man, this pollen is absolutely killing me. Record high day today. I can't speak. I can't breathe. I'm sure you feel my pain. It's all coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Andy Bunker here from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Come
back to Chris.
This is the other side of the glass.
Yeah! On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, let's see if our next guest is as sick of this topic as I am. I have a feeling he is because I've talked to him about it quite a few times. Chris Thomas Turtle with you till 5. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter at C Thomas Radio, YouTube at C Thomas Radio as well. Got a Twitter live space is going right now. You can interact with the show. And then starting next week, I'll have a YouTube stream up as well as we advance the show into the 21st century. But right now we got to chat on the regular old phone lines on the WadeFord.com hotline, matter of fact, with our good buddy Joe Patrick. Joe, have you been to a Chipotle lately?
I actually have not been to Chipotle lately, although I did. There was one point in my life where I went to Chipotle very frequently. It's a good spot, but no, I have not been recently. There is a really good one I hear, though, in and around Westlake, Ohio, apparently.
Okay, so make this make sense to me. Talk to me like I'm five, as the kids like to say. Why would there be reports about this not being football related? On what planet does that make sense, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly. And I don't like, I haven't paid extreme detail. I haven't like hunted the rabbit hole all the way down on Twitter yet, but I did see, you know, that. So anyway, I'm familiar with the backstory. I don't know. You talked about it, but obviously Kirk Cousins pictured at a Chipotle in the Westlake, Ohio area. And then it was posted by some fan or whatever, or the people that he was with. I think the interesting part of the story is that he replies to that tweet saying, you know, got to have the double chicken salad or whatever. But just the fact that he would seek out the tweet and reply to it and make that kind of public confirmed the fact that he was there. And Mike McCartney, his agent, then later kind of tweets out, I believe it was Ian Rappaport maybe retweeted it or commented on it. And then Mike McCartney kind of says, oh my gosh, who would have thought that one picture gets the whole world turned crazy? But otherwise, I don't see why that all would have happened. Because if you look at, you know, Kirk Cousins' Twitter account, he really is pretty judicious with kind of what he puts out there. And it just, I retweeted Kirk thinking that that would be what he wanted. And, you know, according to his agent, maybe it wasn't, maybe it was unrelated, but I'm having a hard time believing that.
Okay. So do you believe there's a scenario before 26 days from now or on the 26th day that Kirk waives his no trade clause and becomes a Cleveland Brown?
I still don't think so. I think that it is going to benefit the Falcons more to trade Kirk Cousins after June 1st. But having those concerns aside, I would also say I really think that Kirk Cousins, you know, he has said he wants to make sure that he doesn't get penixed, for lack of a better term, and that he goes to one of these teams and then they go ahead and draft his successor. I think that's a lot for him to ask for, considering his age. You know, you like, how many years can he even give a franchise? Can he reliably give a franchise at this point? That's a whole nother kind of topic. I just, you know, when it comes to like a trade, it just does not make sense for it to happen before the June 1st date. And then with Kirk, he's going to want to make sure, and he can kind of hold these teams at gunpoint, saying like, listen, if you draft a quarterback, if you draft Shedeur Sanders in the first round, you know, you can count me out. But there's also a risk on his part. He needs to move. He knows that he has to get out of here. I think the Falcons know that too. And that's one of the reasons why they're able to kind of keep their cards close to their chest and just kind of let things play out. Because I think that actually there is going to be leverage that is in their favor, which is ultimately going to be Cousins kind of understanding that he has to facilitate this happening and has to be proactive about the situation.
Okay, so as I said, as we're talking to our buddy Joe Patrick, 92.9 Falcons reporter, Chris Thomas, hanging out with you till 5. Check out my Twitter spaces at C Thomas Radio and give me a subscribe on YouTube at C Thomas Radio as well. All right. The draft is like less than a month away, as I said. The most likely scenario for the Falcons at number 15 as you stand right now is what?
Well, it's an edge. It's the best move for this team. Like, it's the best move for this defense is obviously to add a premium edge defender. And I think the more interesting question is, like, who it will be. And it's a tough one to talk about because we just don't obviously know because of the draft who's going to be there. I think for me, the most exciting player that this Falcons team could get that would – exciting in terms of – an expectation that he would add real juice to the pass rush, like that true, like third down, get after it pass rush, is Mike Green. I think that he's just the most talented, the most dynamic rusher, has the college production as well as the testing numbers that are exquisite. And he has specific testing numbers like his three cone that would suggest that it's like elite up there with other guys who have come into the league and been really productive. So for me, he's number one. The question I have with Mike Green, Chris, is just the physical profile of him. He's a little bit lighter. He plays, you know, in the 250s, and that's very similar to Arnold Ebikadi. And so if that's the case, can you get those players on the field at the same time and feel comfortable about it? You probably can in some of those, you know, big time third down passing situations. But what about like on first and second down, second and seven? You know, are you putting 250 pound outside linebackers out there? I think that's the big question for how Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot want to build this defense. And if they do want to go bigger, you know, they could potentially go with a Shamar Stewart if he's there. They could trade down potentially because it feels like Michael Williams' stock is kind of Nobody seems like super enthused by him, and I think that he's a physically a great fit. But having said all that, again, to go back to Mike Green, it's going to be really hard to pass up on that caliber of pass rusher if he's still available for the Falcons. And honestly, sorry, I'm kind of vamping about this, Chris, but I've seen some mock drafts lately that have these guys, both Mike Green and Shamar Stewart, falling to the Falcons, and like two tight ends going in the top 10. No, nothing against these tight ends, but I would kind of be surprised if the draft ultimately goes the way a lot of these mock drafts that are getting publicized going, because I see these edges as being some of the best players in this class overall, and it's such a position of value. It's one where a GM can never be faulted for going after a Mike Green and with a top 10 pick, even if he does have needs elsewhere.
Okay, so my next question is, who starts at nickel?
Well, that could be another draft pick, to be perfectly honest. I think there's a question of, is the nickel even on the team right now? Is the starting nickel on the team? And I kind of don't think he is, just when I'm thinking about this group off the top of my head. And there's going to be opportunities for, you know, the Falcons to draft that caliber of player. I think that there are some interesting options for them. And it's the one thing I was going to say when we talk about that 15th pick. It's edge. We all get it. If there's one player that would make me go away from the edge position, it would be Jahdae Barron, because he has extremely clean tape, just projects to be, you know, extremely effective as a defensive back, as a corner in his first year. And he has a good experience playing the slot and has, you know, great reps there. Could really fill in to that position. That was a huge, you know, weak spot for the Falcons last year. And, you know, D. Alford and Jimmy Lake's scheme last year, the nickelback was the most, D. Alford was the most targeted defensive back in the NFL on a down-to-down basis. So I know it's not Jimmy Lake again, but that just goes to show how important that position is. It's a starting defender in the NFL, and the Falcons are going to have to make sure that they devote, you know, the resources necessary for it.
Does the kicker signing this week, Mr. Lenny Krieg from Stuttgart, Germany, does that spell the end of Younghoe Koo's time?
I think it's leaning that way. Yeah, when you look at the contract, and it sounds like they were needing to compete against other teams and needed to kind of go up to the 3 years to give them that deal. But, you know, that would signal to me, you know, it's going to be hard to justify keeping a player like Younghoe on the roster for too much longer. You know, there's not really a need for them to get rid of him immediately, although – I think that could very well be on the cards here, you know, in the foreseeable future. But I also think that it gives the Falcons, you know, the Falcons may say, you know, we owe it to him to allow him to kind of compete against these guys. So let's wait till they get into their best condition. Younghoe obviously was dealing with some injuries last year, and just, you know, really see who the best one is. And maybe it is Younghoe Koo, you know, like he's going up against an untested, as far as, you know, NFL experience and the pressure that goes with a kicker. So I don't think it's necessarily a shoo-in, but ultimately it does seem to me like this guy, Lenny Craig, is the more talented leg, just based on the fact that so many teams were eager to bring him in, and the Falcons ultimately gave him the deal that they did.
Okay, before I let you go, I'm going to ask a question, and you can just expound however you see fit. How many more matches of they're close do we get for Atlanta United?
I actually think zero. I actually think tonight they're going to bust out. I've been really kind of digging through some of the tape, and it is not as bad as I was expecting, and it really does seem to be just really some moments here and there that you know this team has failed to capitalize on. And I think also there was definitely a fitness issue. You know, maybe we'll see how that goes. It's worth just generally noting to yourself as you're watching this game to keep tabs on, like, how energetic the players look at certain points of the game as it wears on. So that's something that Ronnie Dyla kind of highlighted when I asked him about it this week. But the talent, this team, not sure for talent. The tactics are fine. They're good enough. I could recommend some tweaks I might make, but I have no doubt that this team is just, you know, they are on the precipice of breaking out, and this is when they need to do it, when they've got three home games coming up, and it starts tonight.
All right, I'm going to throw in a little bonus question here. How concerned are you about the Braves pitching?
Yeah, it's, you know, the bullpen. I'm not concerned at all, really, about the starting staff. I know there's been kind of you know, obviously a lot of talk about that over the course of the offseason. It's his bullpen, you know, and it's just frustrating, obviously, to see how they've opened. But ultimately, I don't really think, well, obviously, Neris got dinged up in that first game. It's really been the hitting, you know, it's been this hitting with runners in scoring position. They just haven't done it at all, basically. I think they have one for 16 or something in the first two games. Yeah, I think they'll make their pitching look a lot better if they can improve that number. But ultimately, I think this bullpen is just something they're going to have to deal with until ultimately Alex Anthopoulos will bolster it sometime midseason.
All right, Joe. Appreciate it as always. We'll check in next week, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. That is Joe Patrick there. Some Falcons, some United, a little Braves. We got baseball going on today. More college hoops tonight. We got Atlanta United. Hawks tomorrow. It is an absolutely jam-packed weekend, and you better stay right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, Chris Thomas Turtle with you until 5 o'clock. Give me a follow on Twitter at C Thomas Radio, on YouTube as well at C Thomas Radio. Got a live Twitter Spaces going on right now if you want to jump in and comment on what's going on in the show. And then starting next week, when my damn live gets approved, that's going to bother me all day, I'll have the ability to put up a YouTube stream as well, so we can chat and you can watch me and Noel and everybody else do my thing right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, coming up next when we get back, we're going to keep the Falcons conversation going. We'll take more of your calls, 404-726-0929. I've had enough of Kirk Cousins. It's just, it's too much. It's become unpalatable. It's become untenable. It's become a gigantic mess, whatever words you want to use. I am sick of this guy. I want him off this team immediately. Why are we waiting at this point? You go to damn Chipotle. You make a mockery of the situation. Your agent's commenting on it. Waive the no-trade clause. Make the Browns give you a third or a fourth, even a fifth-round pick. Eat some of the money and get on with it. 404-726-0929. But I know there are some of y'all out there, because you've called in today and you've tweeted at me, this guy needs to be the backup. We're paying him already. He's the best backup in the league. To me, that's just, that's a non-starter at this point. 404-726-0929. Going to take your calls when we get back. Plus, Noel's got five Falcons true-false questions. We'll get to all that and more in a very busy 3 o'clock hour. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.